Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is Friday, March 27th. I'm Steven Masso. As always, you're listening to Via the Source. Now, this is going to be a very quick episode. I'm going to be discussing the press conference where the Dolphins were announcing, and there's also opportunities for interviews, and they were speaking with the Dolphins' new free agent acquisitions. So I'm going to be discussing that because a lot of these guys had some very nice quotes. You were able to get a kind of a feel for their personality and what kind of motivates them as a player. So I think it will be very interesting to discuss that in this episode. Again, it will be a very short one. And first things first, this press conference was conducted over Zoom meeting. We were tuning in and watching it over a video calling application. Of course, with the coronavirus outbreak that's going on right now, meeting in person just is not possible. So they conducted this over a video call, and you were able to see someone through their camera. And I will say, it was one of the smoother kind of video call meetings that I've ever had. I was very impressed with how efficient and how smooth it was conducted. It was a very good job in terms of, you know, doing this over the internet. It was very impressive. So the first guy to discuss was the Dolphins' big free agency home run signing, and that was Byron Jones, who of course the Dolphins signed a few days ago. They made him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. So I was very interested to hear what kind of player. Of course, if you're going to give this guy that kind of money, if you're going to commit to him long term, then it's important to see what you're getting and what kind of player you're getting. So I was extremely impressed with Byron Jones. There were several questions asked of him, primarily why did he choose the Miami Dolphins? And he said, quote, "I wanted to be a part of building something special, and that is why he chose the Dolphins." He also said that he had opportunities to join other teams or teams that were in a different winning cycle. The team that he mentioned specifically was the Eagles, but he said that he chose the Dolphins because he wanted to be a part of a team that was on the come up. So he thinks the Dolphins are one of these up and coming teams. He mentioned that he was very interested in the young roster that they had. He said that he was very excited about the moves the Dolphins made in free agency. He said, quote, "We got some ballers. You combine that new talent with the talent that was already on the team, and then the new talent we're going to get in the draft, we're going to have some ballers." So he is very excited about the roster the Dolphins are building and what they're going to be putting forward towards the future. And then I cannot name exactly how many times, because he said it so often. It was a very, very important focus for Byron Jones, taking on a leadership role. And Byron Jones is only 27 years old, so it's not like he's some guy that you're bringing in just as a veteran. He is a guy who has potentially not even reached his peak yet, but he was talking so much about the importance of being a leader, and he said a lot of that was taught to him by Cowboys secondary coach Chris Richard, who he said he would not have been a Pro Bowler without. So when it comes to Byron Jones, the guy is just absolutely just a terrific speaker. I was very impressed by how intelligent he was. The way he speaks is terrific. He is an absolute professional. It seems like every word he says, he chooses carefully. And I think there was no better example of that than when they asked him this one question that I think was kind of a tougher question. They asked him that, what does the money change for you? Of course, he got a big contract. They asked him, what is the money going to change for you? He said that the good players in this league don't change based on outside circumstances. He said, quote, "There's something internal in a player that says, I have certain standards. I'm not going to deviate no matter what's going on." So he is not going to tone down his player. He's not going to kind of take it easy and collect his big check. He says he is going to continue. He has those set of standards that he already has for himself, and he is not going to deviate from those. I thought that was an impressive response from Byron Jones on a question that was kind of tough to answer. Now, other guys who were in this interview, one was Jordan Howard, the Dolphins' new running back. He played with the Philadelphia Eagles last year, and frankly, he did have a pretty solid year. The best quote from Jordan Howard to me was him describing his running style. He said his running style was rugged. It's pretty physical. I like to make the defenders feel me. I'm going to try to make them quit. And he said he plays with this kind of rugged style of play because he can't necessarily make people miss, but he is aware that that's just not part of his game, and he's going to embrace this kind of rugged style of play. He says he bases it off Marshawn Lynch, and that's somebody that he really looks up to. So Jordan Howard right now, I don't expect personally to be the starting running back. If he is, it's going to kind of be a split carries with whoever the Dolphins bring in to kind of ease the load, and I expect that to be a rookie taken fairly early on in the draft. But he said that he doesn't shy away from competition, so that is a good thing to have in your running back. Definitely a guy who can pound the rock when you need it. Jordan Howard is still fairly effective. Again, I wouldn't necessarily bet on him being a workhorse back, but he could still be fairly productive splitting some carries. Now, for one of my favorite interviews of the day, we had an opportunity to listen in on Kyle Van Noy, and man, this guy is just so fun. His attitude is contagious. The way he speaks, he had a smile on his face constantly. He was laughing, but he still had that seriousness to him. I mean, he just seemed like overall a guy that people in the locker room were just going to gravitate to. So some of the quotes he said, the one that stood out to me the most was how important being a leader was to him. He said, quote, "I'm going to take more of a leadership role. I just hope I can help out the young guys, not just as football players, but as people too. I hope I can show them the right way to be a professional," close quote. And then he also said a nice little note from him was that he wasn't shocked that Tom Brady left New England. He said they kind of left the door open for him. There wasn't a deal in place. And then given that kind of opportunity that of course he was going to leave, but he also added that he's just glad that he is now in the NFC. That's for sure. So Kyle Van Noy still has a ton of respect for the former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, and he also said that he also has a ton of respect for the guys still over there in New England. He said the roster that the Patriots have is still pretty stacked, that they are still a very good team, and that they should still be fairly good and competitive even without Tom Brady, just because of how the system is there with Coach Bill Belichick and with some of the guys on the roster. He also had a ton of praise for Brian Flores. He said that was a main reason why he came over. I mean, that's his guy in Brian Flores. So of course, him being here played a huge role in bringing in Kyle Van Noy. A little note personally, I think it's very interesting that just last year, I mean, the whole talk in headlines was the Dolphins aren't going to be able to bring in free agents. They aren't going to be able to do it. No one's going to buy into the culture. And then at the same time, you had people in the own fan base who were kind of criticizing the team for doing too well, especially towards the tail end of the season. But this all kind of goes hand in hand. The Dolphins were able to bring in these big flashy free agents because of those wins towards the end of the season, kind of showing the culture, what the Dolphins were able to do with an extremely depleted roster, what the coaching was able to do, kind of develop these players. That all played a huge part. I can't say for certain that Byron Jones picks the Dolphins over the Eagles if they don't play that well. I can't say for certain that Kyle Van Noy decides to come to the Dolphins if he doesn't see what Brian Flores is building here. Those wins were crucial in kind of setting a foundation, making people believe in what the Dolphins are laying down here. You heard from Byron Jones himself saying the team's on the come up and he liked that. So that all plays a part, and that's why I'm not going to criticize the team for winning those games and maybe pushing them back in the draft order just a little bit. Now, as for Ereck Flowers, who was just signed, former Redskin, also former Giant, he was kind of a letdown early on in his career, considered a bust. He switched positions over there with the Redskins, kind of had a little bit of a revival, and he was able to land a pretty decent deal here with the Miami Dolphins. He said that he's still not sure what position they're going to be playing him, whether it's guard or tackle, but he's going to go out here and he's going to do whatever, he's going to play whatever position they ask from him. When he was asked about what's the key to good offensive line play, he said, quote, "Preparation, from the coaching to the players being on the same page and then putting the work in. Most of offensive line play is muscle memory," and that's what he had to say on that. And then Shaq Lawson, who the Dolphins signed, former Buffalo Bill, who will be working on the defensive line, said that he will also be kind of playing anywhere. He kind of made a point that the Dolphins brought him in because they thought he was versatile, that he said he can rush from the inside, he can rush from the outside, and he comes here with the hope of being a double-digit sack kind of player. So that is what you're getting in Shaq Lawson, a very interesting, charismatic player for sure, someone who I think the fans are going to get a kick out of. I think he was a very interesting player to listen to as well. So that kind of wraps up this quick little episode, just kind of recapping some of the points from this Dolphins press conference. Again, it was a privilege to be included in this press conference. It was a blast to be a part of. I really enjoyed getting an opportunity to listen to some of these guys. Byron Jones, like I said, just an extremely intelligent individual. Kyle Van Noy is just charismatic as they come. Same thing goes to Shaq Lawson. And then Jordan Howard looked like somebody who was motivated and just really serious to get to work, and he is not going to shy away from competition. So it was very interesting to kind of get to see and know these players just a little bit. Now, I will say there is kind of one little idea that I have. It's not something that was necessarily said, but it's something that I kind of personally took away from this press conference. I'm not going to discuss it in this episode. I plan on doing a little article written and posting it on a website that I'm hoping to get up for Via the Source. So hopefully that will be coming out soon. So guys, if you haven't already, it would mean a lot if you could follow the podcast. That is at Via the Source. If you want to follow my personal Twitter, that is at Shady Steven. If you could leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, that would mean a lot, guys. But as always, it was a pleasure to be your host. I'm Steven Masso. This was Via the Source.